And as we said, he was Imam al-Madinah, and people will come to attend his class from the end of the world. People will travel, and we're going to talk about this, how people will come traveling continents, through continents, to get to him, just to listen to his class. So what did he have to be this special person? We said yesterday that the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid did everything he was able to do to get his children to be the students of Imam Malik, and then he himself went to attend his class. And we said even Imam Abu Hanifa attended Imam Malik's class. So he had this charisma probably, or something that kind of attracted people to his class. Now Imam Shafi'i, we're going to talk about Imam Shafi'i, and his story is very interesting as well, inshallah. He says, and Imam Shafi'i was a student of Imam Malik. He said, I never had haybah for anyone in my life. Same thing, which means fear out of respect. Not fear out of like someone is going to hurt you, fear out of respect. And we gave the example, you're sitting with a very big, important scholar, sheikh, big sheikh, and you're scared of making a mistake in their presence. You worry, you watch your mouth, everything you say. This is called haybah. So Shafi'i said, I never had haybah for anyone except for Imam Malik. So subhanAllah, what did Imam Malik have? One of the big imams of Al-Andalus, Spain, his name was Sa'd. He says, I had only haybah, again this fear, of Abdul Rahman al-Dakhil, which was the Khalifa of Al-Andalus, until I met Imam Malik. When I met Imam Malik, the haybah of Abdul Rahman al-Dakhil became so small in comparison to the haybah of Imam Malik. So what happened, how did he get this haybah, this fear, that people will have so much respect for him? And as we said, the Harun al-Rashid himself went and sat on the floor when he went to attend Imam Malik's class. Now Imam Malik, and we said this before when we talk about the four imams, all four imams originally were not Arabs, except for Shafi'i. Everybody else, their origins were not Arabs. So Imam Malik, although he was in Medina all of his life, he was born in Medina, but it was originally not from Medina, of course. He was very tall. Like if he walking with some people, you can tell that he's the tallest. And he had blue eyes and a blonde hair. So people come to see him, they'll be surprised, because these people are not very, you don't see these people in Mecca and Medina much. You know, probably in here in this country you do, but in Medina, people, they come from the west, from Spain, and they go and to see Imam Malik, and they will be surprised. You are Imam Malik, tall, and has blonde hair and green blue eyes. And there are some funny stories about the way he looked, that some people could not believe that this man was really from Medina, or was born in Medina.